Welcome back here from the Colby Event Center. Red Devils finished the day 2-0, taking down both Quinter and Colby, both in three sets. And we're joined alongside with head coach of the Red Devils, Lindsey Fortin. And boy, you had to be happy with the way your squad played today, going into a big postseason week next week. And they came out, played two really tough teams very well, and win some big third sets, didn't they?
Yeah, that's exactly the type of thing that we were looking for today, going into the postseason, like you said. And, you know, we had played Colby several times this summer, and we were 1-1 with Quinter, so we wanted both of those, and the girls really did a good job of like battling no matter what and not giving up, especially in that Colby game at the very end of that. Like, that was really a lot of heart from those girls, so it was exciting.
Yeah, I mentioned that at one point about how resilient your team was, because they would, you know, either have a big lead or be down by a lot and be able to make their way back into the match or still find a way to get a win. And going into a postseason where you're going to have that because you're going to be playing against some tough teams, that's huge to see right now, isn't it?
Right, yeah. Like, that's what we've been trying to work towards all year, is like you said, that resiliency, that not give up no matter what. I'm giving it my all and wanting to win no matter if we think we might be out of it. Never thinking that we're out of it, going after it no matter what. And I was really happy and proud of them for the way they battled today.
And boy, I thought, you know, everybody had a really great day, but I thought Briley, in those situations, it seemed like she stepped up for you and was the one to get the big kill and really came, you know, she hit the ball hard today, and that's what you want to see out of her, don't you?
Yes, she did a great job. She was smart about it, but stayed aggressive, and that is, like, perfect combination for her. You know, trying to read what they're giving her and taking it, and if she's got a big block up against her, using that block, going off their high hands or going out of – plus her serve at the end where it hit the girl, that was, like, perfect. So it was kind of things going her way today. She's a good girl, so that – she deserves that.
Yeah, and you mentioned the serving. We kind of talked about it in the pregame show. It seemed like you got those long serving rallies when you needed to kind of get the momentum back into your huddle and your side of the floor. And obviously it came from everybody, Ella, Briley. It seemed like everybody had great serving runs today, didn't they?
Literally all of them, I think, had a little bit of a run at one point in one match or another. So that's what we need, you know. And we've talked about being aggressive and being smart there too, because we're good servers. We just have to know when to be foot on the gas or when to get it just over and in, and in those tough situations. But they did good on that end too.
And we kind of mentioned it, you got postseason coming up next week. You're going to have three tough matches with St. Francis. You've seen them, but two teams you haven't seen, in Ness City and Osborne there, but it's going to be a lot of fun, and hopefully to come out of there 2-1 or 3-0, right?
Right. I think this tonight was really important, two important wins for our girls to just build that confidence a little bit more going into that. Yeah, we've played St. Francis several times, but, you know, they're one of those teams that you can never overlook by any means. You got to be ready to go, and I know the other two teams will be the exact same way, so if we go out and play our best, we'll be in good shape, but we got to do that.
Well, Coach, thanks for stopping by. We appreciate it, and we'll talk to you next week.
Great, thank you.
Once again, Head Coach Lindsey Fortin. The Red Devils finished the day 2-0.